Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We had a chance to have a fantastic interview. We're going to bring you an awesome interview today. We had a chance to have Nicole with us in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a testimony about how God set her free. You know, for years she had been struggling with anxiety. Mm-hmm. And, you know, many people today are struggling with anxiety. Many people today are taking medication and doing what they can, and they're suffering. And she was one of them. But something awesome happened.
Yeah.
God set her free.
Yeah.
God set her free. And I want you to hear her testimony in her own words of the power of God and what God did for her. And listen, if God can do it for Nicole, he can do it for you.
Amen.
That's right.
And for your loved ones. Listen up. Well, oh my goodness, we're so excited. In the studio today, we have Nicole. Hello, Nicole.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, well, this is so excited to have Nicole. She's been traveling all the way down from up the Northeast, and we're going to share today her amazing testimony about what God has done in her life. It's been absolutely amazing, and I know Pat's joining with us too, and I'm just blown away.
Yeah,
I had a chance to hear
myself.
It, and I'm said, we got to get her in the studio. We got to get her to share this. We got to get her to talk about this, because for some time now, Nicole's going to share with us that she's been struggling with anxiety and with fear, and it's really been something that has crippled her for over 7 years.
That's right.
And talk to us about, you know, what is something you've been battling and what basically God brought you through.
Well, it started, like you said, about 7 years ago. My son was just about to turn 1 year old.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I took him to a doctor's appointment,
right.
You know, just a well check. And I was sitting there in the office and I felt like I couldn't breathe and I was sweating and I was just overcome with fear, but I didn't recognize it as fear at that point.
Right.
And I literally left there like thinking I was sick, like I was going to die. You know, something was terribly wrong with me. I went to see my doctor, told him everything that happened, and you know, he, you know, checked me out, did a physical, and he's like, what's worrying you? And
yeah.
I said, nothing. And he was like, is there something going on in your life that you're worried about? And I was like, no, I mean, I'm fine. My kid is healthy, I'm married, you know, everything's fine.
Everything's good.
Everything's good. And he was like, and he asked me that maybe 3 or 4 times. Maybe he thought I was holding out on him.
Yeah.
I was like, but really, I'm not worried. And he was like, well, I think you're suffering with anxiety.
Right.
And he's like, I can prescribe you this or that. And I think he did prescribe me a medication. And, you know, they give you a little pamphlet. You can read about it.
Right.
And, of course, I went home immediately and Googled it.
Right.
And I read about it. And I was like, I don't have anxiety. You know, I'm not crazy, you know, because you label people.
Right.
And I didn't understand about it. But the more I read about it, my symptoms and everything lined up, you know, the shortness of breath and the tightness in my chest, just physical feelings.
Well, you're like, oh, my goodness, that maybe this is me.
Yeah, I was like, well, if this is what it is, you know, I'm ready to fight. And I got like a book, Anxiety for Dummies, you know.
Right, right.
I was like, I'm going to read about this and see what I can do. And I took one pill and I was like, it's not for me. I can't do it.
Right.
Can't do it. And I knew because of the way I was raised, I needed to pray.
Right.
And I began to pray and read my Bible and really just sought God on what I need to do with my life, because this was crippling. Like you said, I didn't leave my house unless I had somebody with me, like my husband or my best friend. And then sometimes even when, you know, my husband would go with me, I was still terrified. I'd be in the grocery store terrified.
Wow.
And if I did have to go to the grocery store by myself, I'd be so afraid sometimes that I would just leave my cart and my groceries and just leave the store.
Wow. Wow. And this has been happening for 7 years.
7 years. I mean, and I got better. I could manage it. I would pray. And I would, you know, read my Bible and, you know, I did discipleship with Tracy.
Now, before all this, you know, this was happening in the beginning stages, were you walking with God? Was Jesus your savior? Where were you spiritually when, like, all this stuff was happening?
Well, I, you know, I kind of fell away because I wasn't reading my Bible. I wasn't attending any kind of church, being fed in any kind of way. And I mean, but I always prayed at night because you just grow up praying every night. And I still prayed every night, you know, mostly just asking forgiveness. Right. But, you know, but I wasn't living my life for Christ like I should.
Right.
So I definitely started to, you know, change my habits once I started, you know, having the battle with anxiety.
So this kind of opened the opportunity for you to say, wait a minute, I need to look to the Lord for this.
Oh, definitely.
Because you weren't taking any, you decided not to take the medication.
Right.
But you knew you wanted to be free.
Right. Right. And I knew that the only way was God. Through Jesus, I knew that I could, you know, conquer it. And I didn't even know to label it as a spirit of fear at that point. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was a, you know, a physical ailment that I had.
Right.
And that
you have to deal with.
Right. That I was going to have to deal with. And I had no idea the battle that lay ahead. I had no idea that it was going to take 7 years of my life. And I feel like it took so much away from me because I wouldn't do things.
Yeah.
I didn't want to take my son to the park. I didn't want to go to the zoo. I didn't want to go out to the beach, even though I wanted to go to the beach because I love the beach. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't go because I was afraid.
Wow. Now, you were telling me something about you heard a segment or something on VFN Radio, and that helped you to kind of see something from a different perspective.
Definitely. You were talking about you only live once. I guess people are calling it YOLO, or there's something going around. People are doing stuff. And but you were saying, you know, why do you have to get, you know, a diagnosis of cancer or what have you to really start living, to, you know, really do what you need to do each day and live for Jesus? And why can't, you know, Jesus be enough for you to go out each day and live your life? It's, you know, life is a gift. And it really hit home. And I was like, wow, you know, that's me. Because I can't tell you how many days I sat in the house and never left. You know, and when I was working, I would go to work. I'd come home, wouldn't leave the house, go to work the next day, come home. And just, it was a cycle.
And ultimately, how did that make you feel, man? Day in and day out, yet you told me there were certain places that you couldn't go, you know, take your child to, and zoo or different things, family activities. Ultimately, how did that, the spirit, this fear that was gripping you, how did you feel ultimately at the end?
I felt like a prisoner. I felt bound by this fear that had come over me. And, you know, once I started, you know, I met Tracy at work and I started, you know, discipleship with her. And she's the one that really let me know this was a spirit of fear that is attacking you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, only through God can you get your freedom.
Wow.
So, you know, every day I would pray and read my Bible and abide with God, and it made me stronger. It made me stronger, and where I could do things, and I would go places, you know, with my husband and my son, and I would have moments where I was uncomfortable, or maybe I would start to panic a little bit, but, you know, I'd pray and I was able to make it through.
Yeah.
And I was able to enjoy the rest of my day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would do things. I would force myself. You know, Tracy would always say, do it afraid.
Yeah.
So I would go and do it afraid. But at the end of the day, I would be happy that I got out of the house and that I made myself go wherever it was that I was going.
And even then, I mean, oftentimes people say that, do it afraid. But even then, you were still afraid. At the end of the day, you were still moving, but it was still there.
Oh, definitely.
And God promises us freedom, you know, but if we don't know, and it's just like, I want to get free, how do I get free, all these different things that run through our mind. I know that even cost you days at work. I mean, what would happen to you physically, to your physical body?
Well, the thoughts become so overwhelming that you can't concentrate on anything else. If I was trying to work or, you know, focus on something at work, I couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I found myself reading things over again. And then the thoughts would become so loud in my mind, you know, like, you need to leave. You need to go home. You're sick. You're sick. You need to go home.
Yeah.
You're going to pass out here at work, you know, over and over in my head, that I would just finally, you know, go to my boss and be like, you know, look, I'm not feeling well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to, you know, leave for the rest of the day today. And then I'd go home. And I'd feel relief, but then I'd feel defeated at the same time. I'd feel relief because the anxiety would die down because I was at home, you know, sitting on the couch or in my bed. But then I felt safe. Yeah, I felt I was in my safe place. But then at the same time, I felt defeated. I was like, you know, I let fear win.
Yeah.
I let fear rob me of whatever it was I was doing, whether it was at work or whether I was out somewhere and decided to leave early. Because that happened, I can't even tell you how many times.
Wow. And I know that you've been on a journey with God. I know that you are, you know, abiding with the Lord. You're plugged in and you're being ministered to and you're ministering to your son. And just so many wonderful things in the Lord are happening. I know just recently you got baptized and that was amazing.
It was. It was really awesome. And my son was baptized too. And it was just, it was a great experience.
That's powerful. Shortly after though, I know you received prayer, and one of the things that you received prayer for was for fear. And what happened the next day? I mean, you received prayer and you know, the next day you left, but what happened, or that night, rather?
Well, while I was receiving prayer, I felt like something changed. I felt like almost a physical pop in my head, but it was so, you know, subtle that I kind of dismissed it. Like, you know, did I imagine that? You know, and I was like, oh, well, shrugged it off.
Yeah.
Went home, you know, and just went about my normal routine. And right before bed, I had a nosebleed out of nowhere.
Oh, wow.
And I don't have nosebleeds.
That's not something that normally
is. No, no. Right. I mean, maybe 5 years ago was the last time.
Right.
And it was just a little trickle, like a sinus infection or something. So I was kind of caught off guard, and I got myself together, and I was like, well, that was strange.
How was this nosebleed? Was this like a trickle or?
No, this was a lot.
Okay.
It was a lot. It took me quite a while to get it under control.
Okay.
It was, you know, we won't go into detail.
Did my, all right. Okay.
But it was definitely drastically different than anything I've ever experienced, because I've never been one for nosebleeds. But I was just like, well, that was weird. But then I started noticing that I wasn't panicking about my nosebleed, which normally I would. Anything physical, I always panic about it and just, you know, worry myself to death, go to the doctor immediately. And I was like, man, I'm not concerned about my nose just gushing blood, you know.
Normally it would be, oh my goodness, right? But
normally I would be like on my way to the ER. So I started walking around the house, you know, and I was like, you know what? I feel different. I feel really good. And I was like, man, I'm feeling good. And I was like, why am I feeling good? And I started thinking about it. I was like, you know, I don't have the tightness in my chest that I have 24/7, just about. And I don't have the weight. It was like a physical weight that I could feel on my chest. And I was like, man, this feels really good. You know, I feel like I could just run a million miles right now. I just feel light. Wow. I feel free. And I was like, you know what? I'm not panicking. I'm not worrying. I mean, even when I'm not doing anything, I'm at home. Sometimes I just have like a minimal level of anxiety. It's always there. Whether, you know, I'm panicking or freaking out, it's always there.
Right.
And I was like, man, something's missing. You know, this is weird.
Yeah.
And then I started, it didn't hit me immediately. And I was like, you know what? I'm not anxious. And this is like literally the first time in 7 years that I felt like this.
Wow. That's amazing. You had become so accustomed to this fear lingering in your life that you're saying, wait a minute, I don't have it. How many times do you think that, how easy was it for someone to carry on with fear like that, like it was a friend, and you were like, it's gone.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Mm-hmm. It becomes a part of you without you realizing it. I mean, because even now, you know, I'll be driving in my car now I went to my friend's house. And on the way, normally I'm thinking some anxious thoughts going through my head, like, what if I get there and I feel sick? You know, just silly things.
Yeah.
But they torture you nonetheless.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, I'm not thinking anything in my head right now. That's so weird. You know, it's just, it's a weird feeling, but it's amazing feeling. And it's so freeing. And I really just, I can't describe to you the change in me.
Mm.
And I just am so thankful to God for this freedom. And without him, I know that I would have struggled the rest of my life with it.
Wow.
That is so awesome. And that's the key, because who the Son sets free is free indeed.
That's right.
You know, there's nothing like having an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. And you're hearing to Nicole's testimony. I mean, this is a woman who loved life, loved her children, loved her family, but yet fear had her bound.
Mm-hmm. Tried to take it all away.
But today she's saying, listen, Jesus set me free.
That's right.
He did.
And if you're sitting out there today and you're saying, listen, I can identify with Nicole. That is me. I don't want this in my life. Let me tell you something. That the Bible says that Jesus is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. That he can and will set you free. Put your hope in God. Cry out to God. Abide with the Lord. Give him your whole life. And let me tell you something. When you invite Jesus in your life and you make him Lord, everything begins to change. And ask the Lord to set you free. Because, listen, you can receive prayer. You can receive, but it's a point of contact. I mean, listen, it's Jesus is the deliverer. He's the one that sets us free. Mm. And it's just so beautiful to hear your story and your ray of hope. And it's just so moving. It really is so moving. And I know that it's going to touch many, many lives here mm-hmm. today. And it just takes one person willing to say, I am not no longer going to bow down to fear anymore. And when I heard you share about this, it so moved me that you said, I want to begin to live now. What am I going to do?
Definitely. I mean, I've been so preoccupied with my anxiety, and I plan my day and my whole life around it. You know, like, am I going to have a good day? And if I wake up and I'm not feeling right, I'll cancel my plans, you know? Right. And now I'm like, what am I going to focus on now? What am I going to obsess about now? So I'm just excited for what God's going to do, what he has planned for my life. Obviously, amen, you know, amen. Fear was not in the plans.
That's right.
And so now that fear's been evicted, you know, I'm ready just to start living and start witnessing and sharing my testimony with everyone that I can. Because I remember times when I would feel hopeless. Mm-hmm. I would feel like there was no end in sight. And I felt like I was going to be afraid the rest of my life. I could just imagine myself at Cooper's wedding, sitting there anxious.
Wow. Mm.
And I dreaded it. I was like, oh, this is going to be terrible. Because when you have those anxious thoughts, you can't focus on the here and now because you're trapped inside your head.
Yeah. Mm.
And I hate that. I hate that feeling.
Yeah.
And so now I'm just like, I can't wait to enjoy life again and enjoy being out with my family, enjoy doing just normal everyday things that people can take for granted.
Wow. It goes to show you, it's so powerful that, you know, the word of God says the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And just a tactic like that, you mm-hmm. know, I remember Rick Joyner shared in his book, The Final Quest, it's just how a couple of just little demons, the spirit of mm-hmm. fear, held back a whole army of God in this vision that God gave him. Mm-hmm. And to be set free, what would you do? What would you do for your family? What would you do for God? What would you do in life if fear was no longer a part of your life? And so it's encouraging to hear what is happening. What final words would you have to tell somebody who was just in your shoes? What would you tell them?
I would say to keep up the fight, you know, because there was times when I wanted to give up, when I thought there was no end in mm-hmm. sight, you know, and, you know, I'd ask God why, and now I know why. I mean, it's been an incredible journey, and, you know, I wouldn't change a thing. I wouldn't change a thing because this has really shaped who I am today. And just to be able to help, you know, just one person, you know, I'd do it all just for that one person.
Wow. Well, you heard from Nicole, who the Son sets free
is free indeed.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.